From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Two former Trump aides at the center of a probe into Russian collusion took different approaches to the charges filed against them. As part of a plea deal, Rick Gates pleaded guilty to two felony counts after appearing in federal court in Washington, D.C. His deal would have him testifying against Paul Manafort, possibly, who said he had no plans to follow Gates' lead, didn't plead guilty. Gates is the third former Trump campaign associate to plead guilty to criminal charges and agree to cooperate with Mueller's investigation into whether there was collusion between the Trump team and Russia during the 2016 election. The three now include former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor George Papadopoulos, and now Gates. During a gathering of some of the nation's conservatives, U.S. President Donald Trump made his latest announcement about North Korea.
I do want to say, because people have asked, North Korea, we impose today the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before.
The president also threatened a phase two if the measures are not effective. He was not specific about what that means. Meanwhile, at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics Games, first daughter of Ivanka Trump led the U.S. delegation for the closing of the games and met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Ivanka Trump and Moon discussed the U.S. and South Korean efforts to apply joint maximum pressure on Pyongyang. According to U.S. officials, she has no plans to meet with the North Korean delegation to discuss the nuclear standoff with the U.S., nor to meet with North Korean defectors to highlight the repression and ongoing rights violations committed by the Kim Jong-un government. This is VOA.